Good morning. Welcome to the Maine Department of Transportation bid opening on what some have termed Super Wednesday. But it's Wednesday, April 8th, and we'll be opening bids on 18 or 19 contracts today. Beginning with the bids for strut rehabilitation in the town of Litchfield. First bid on this project is from CLH & Son Incorporated of Auburn, Maine. Their bid, $126,035.80. Next bid is from T-Buck Construction of Auburn, Maine. Their bid, $180,000.00. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Brunswick, Litchfield, Phippsburg, Richmond, Topsom, and West Bath, and the city of Bath. First bid on this project is from Crooker Construction of Topsom, Maine. Their bid, $835,985.40. Next bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $1,116,359.70. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $976,887.75. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Buxton, Gorham, and Standish. First bid on this project is from Dayton Sand and Gravel of Dayton, Maine. Their bid, $615,890.80. Next bidder is F.R. Carroll Incorporated of Limerick, Maine. Their bid, $621,934.10. Next bid is from Shaw Brothers Construction of Gorham, Maine. Their bid, $692,962.50. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $648,827.20. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Durham, Freeport, Pownall, and Sebattis, and the city of Auburn. First bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $467,208.65. Next bid is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $458,313.75. Next bid on this project is from Crooker Construction of Topsom, Maine. Their bid, $417,081.85. And the final bid on this project is from All States Asphalt of Windham, Maine. Their bid, $458,451.25. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Bridgeton, Fryeburg, Lovell, and Stowe. First bid on this project is from Bruce A. Manzer of Anson, Maine. Their bid, $1,095,218.50. Next bid is from F.R. Carroll Incorporated of Limerick, Maine. Their bid, $950,320.00. Next bid on this project is from Allstate's Asphalt of Windham, Maine. Their bid, $1,155,020.00. Final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,023,051.00. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Bremen, Bristol, Chelsea, Jefferson, St. George, Thomaston, Union, Waldoboro, Warren, Washington, and Whitefield. First bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $1,869,801.80. Next bid is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,805,848.50. Final bid on this project is from Allstate's Asphalt of Windham, Maine. Their bid, $2,371,314.50. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Belgrade, Manchester, Mount Vernon, Reedfield, and Rome. First bid on this project is from Bruce A. Manzer of Anson, Maine. Their bid, $979,189.50. Next bid is from Allstate's Asphalt of Windham, Maine. Their bid, $1,027,352.50. Next bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $949,819.00. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $910,512.50. Next project we'll open bids for is light capital paving in the towns of Appleton, Belmont, Benton, Camden, Hope, Knox, Liberty, Lincolnville, Montville, Northport, Palermo, Searsport, Somerville, Union, and Washington, and the city of Belfast. First bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $2,386,236.35. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $2,272,786.00. Next project we'll open bids for is light capital paving in the towns of Jay, Livermore, Livermore Falls, and Turner. First bid on this project is from Bruce A. Manzer Incorporated of Anson, Maine. Their bid, $815,019.00. Next bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $767,560.00. And the final bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $863,340.00. Next project we'll open bids for is light capital paving in the towns of Andover, Bethel, Mexico, Newry, Norway, Roxbury, Rumford, and West Paris. First bid on this project is from Bruce A. Manzer Incorporated of Anson, Maine. Their bid, $1,171,123.30. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,082,901.20. Next project we'll open bids for is light capital paving in the towns of Canton, Carthage, Dixfield, Jay, Phillips, Weld, and Wilton. First bid on this project is from Bruce A. Manzer Incorporated of Anson, Maine. Their bid, $1,786,377.30.
Last bid.
And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,698,298.10. Next project to open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Aurora, Bar Harbor, Blue Hill, Brooksville, Clifton, Mariahville, Mount Desert, Osborne, Otis, Penobscot, Sedgwick, Surrey, and Tremont, in the city of Ellsworth, in the township of Fletcher's Landing. Basis of award will be Section 1. Section 2 may or may not be awarded. So I'll read Section 2 for informational purposes. Sorry about that. First bid on this project is from Pike Industries. Their bid for Section 1, $3,294,244.00. Their bid for Section 2 for informational purposes, $25,360.00. And the final bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid for Section 1, $3,187,716.22. Their bid for Section 2 for informational purposes, $26,425.00. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Bowerbank, Brownville, Chester, Howland, Lincoln, Maxfield, Milo, and Sebec. The townships of Barnard, Abimi, Matamiscontis, T4R9, and Williamsburg, and the plantation of Sebois. First bid on this project is from B&B Paving Incorporated of Herman, Maine. Their bid, $1,770,529.05. Next bid is from Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $1,641,316.19. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,518,454.50. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Detroit, Dixmont, Etna, Orono, Pittsfield, Stetson, and Vesey, and the cities of Bangor and Old Town. First bid on this project is from B&B Paving Incorporated of Herman, Maine. Their bid, $1,168,867.50. Next bid is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid, $1,046,391.75. And the final bid on this project is from Lane Construction of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $980,710.06. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Bridgewater, Crystal, East Millinocket, Hodgson, Linnaeus, Monticello, and Sherman, and the townships of Grindstone, Silver Ridge, and Soldiertown. Next bid on this project is from Steelstone Industries. Their bid, $1,642,752.25. The last bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $1,504,185.20. Next project we'll open bids for is Light Capital Paving in the towns of Castle Hill, Fort Fairfield, Limestone, Mapleton, New Sweden, Perham, St. Agat, Wade, Washburn, Westmoreland, and Woodland, the townships of Connor and Cross Lake, and the cities of Caribou and Presque Isle. First bid on this project is from Steelstone Industries of Holton, Maine. Their bid, $2,791,146.75. Final bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid, $2,492,137.85. Next project to open bids for is plant mix recycled asphalt pavement placement and hot mix asphalt overlay in the towns of Sydney and Oakland. Basis of award will be section one only. I'll read the other sections for informational purposes. First bid on this project is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Their bid for section one, $1,486,532.76. Their bid for section two, $132,000.00. Their bid for section three, $264,050.00. Next bid on this project is from Allstate's Asphalt of Windham, Maine. Their bid for section one, $1,298,002.76. Their bid for section two, for informational purposes, $144,000.00. And their bid for section three, for informational purposes, $204,340.00. And the final bid on this project is from Pike Industries of Fairfield, Maine. Their bid for section one, $1,464,380.00. Their bid for section two, for informational purposes, $216,000.00. Their bid for section three, for informational purposes, $233,407.00. Next project we'll open bids for is horizontal directional boring in the town of Brunswick. First bid on this project is from Shaw Earthworks Incorporated of Gorham, Maine. Their bid, $198,900.00. And the final bid on this project is from ETTI of Lisbon Falls, Maine. Their bid, $50,988.00. And the final project we'll open bids for today is maintenance paving in regions 1 through 5. Due to the nature of the bids, I'll just be reading who we received the bid from. First bid is from Bruce A. Manzer Incorporated of Anson, Maine. Next bid is from Fine Line Paving and Grading of Madison, Maine. Next bid is from the Lane Construction Corporation of Cheshire, Connecticut. Next bid is from Spencer Group Paving of Turner, Maine. Next bid is from Bard Paving Construction Corp. of Fairfield, Maine. Next bid is from Steelstone Industries of Holton, Maine. Next bid is from R.D. Torno and Sons of Lebanon, Maine. Next bid is from TW Paving Incorporated of Lewiston, Maine. Next bid is from Pine Tree Paving of Norway, Maine. Next bid is from Shaw Brothers Construction of Gorham, Maine. Next bid is from Trombley Industries of Limestone, Maine. And the final bid on this project is from Glidden Excavating and Paving of Gorham, Maine. That concludes today's bid opening. Thank you for joining us.